I'll call this meeting to order at 9:30 on January 5th of 2023. Ask for a roll call, please.
Absolutely. Mr. Horn?
Yes.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And I will turn the meeting over to Steve. It looks like we have some resolutions that we need to make to keep the township operating.
We do. Thank you, Chairman. And I want to thank the trustees on such short notice.
Sure.
For coming here today and having this meeting. What we need to do with the resignation of Nick, we need to temporarily give authority to our assistant fiscal officer, Robin Watkins, to handle the financial matters of the township's operations until we swear in a new fiscal officer. So that's the whole purpose of this meeting today. From the past, my understanding is that there's been motions passed to authorize the assistant fiscal officer to take actions necessary and desirable regarding the signing of documents and checks, and to generalize all the financial matters of the township so the township can maintain its operations. And like I said, in the past, it's just been a motion by the board to approve that.
So my question is this. Does this board also need to grant any additional funding so Jeff may need to pick up some of the slack since we have him?
I think we're covered, and that is a very good question, and I need to research that.
We've given him a bank of hours.
Can we ask Jeff to step in here? And
sure, let me see.
And Robin. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Jeff.
Are you super busy?
Yes, he is super busy. So.
Well, are you super busy, or do you have like 5 minutes?
I mean, 5 minutes.
Or can you hear from in there?
No.
Okay.
Not clearly, I've got my air purifier on and my fan. I can't.
They got a couple of quick.
But we're talking. We're talking about putting you in. I think you need to be in the meeting.
Okay. Just sit here where you want.
Anywhere you want.
Anywhere you want.
All right. Thank you.
Go ahead, John.
So, what, Robin, I know that in the past that we've passed resolutions that, you know, you've got signing power and et cetera. So as we go on this venture to find somebody, and I've read what we're looking for, I'm sure we're going to use the whole 30 days to try to find the right candidate that can come on and hit the ground running.
Mm-hmm.
So with that said, we're getting ready to the board's going to be asked to pass a resolution to extend powers beyond your job normally so that you can actually act in that role.
And are you okay with that?
I mean, as long as the board knows it's temporary.
Yeah.
This is a temporary thing. I mean,
right. The word was temporary.
To operate the office.
Correct. And then, Jeff, I know that we've given you a bank of hours. Chances are we're going to eat those up, and then the board will come back and look at how many more hours that we need. So my question to you, sir, is under what you've already done, do you have the capacity of time at this time of year to pick up anything more that we would need to keep the day-to-day operations moving smoothly?
I do have some time that I can, you know, continue with what I've been doing and
plus
helping out and still have put in sufficient time. I still have a good chunk of hours left on what's been authorized too.
Okay. So, but the board understands that those hours are going to be ate up quickly compared
more
to
quicker than
right.
More quicker than normal.
Right.
Quicker than
they may get me to the third week of January, if not to the end of January.
So, if you would keep us apprised of where your hours are,
yep,
so that we do not let it elapse and that we will issue more hours. Again, we understand in these tight situations with Nick being gone that the day-to-day operations are paramount to make sure the bills are paid and the people are paid.
Yeah. Well, I can keep on top of some things moving forward, okay?
I would also...
I mean, there's still a lot of the day-to-day that falls back on Robin.
I would,
it's not a lot different than what she's been doing either.
Sure, right. Sure. And right. I would also ask the board to consider when we have candidates, hopefully we have candidates, that we can make time with Jeff to actually ask some pertinent questions and come in, because obviously you know what we need as far as somebody that's going to know the difference between credit and debit.
Okay.
If you would feel comfortable and,
yes,
and possibly, because obviously all this work that you've done, I don't want it to be for nothing.
Well, let me, if I may, Mr. Chairman, let me interject this. John, I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but we do have, Steve and I got together there and we got all necessary regulations and everything pertaining to the job already outlined.
I saw that, yes.
You saw that.
But when you have somebody...
that was my thought too, was having...
Well...
asking Jeff if he would assist some there.
Robin would do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I just didn't want to. I didn't want to add more to
so you're okay
and not
with,
have you.
You're
in
okay
the,
with
in the room.
You want us to list it as a temporary.
Yes.
Well, yes.
Situation, Robin. Okay.
Yeah. Until the person is
okay. So that's a way
of
resolution.
If it's immediately upon appointment, if it's within a certain time frame.
Yeah, time frame.
So
yeah,
so
and then
you
too,
guys,
if we say if we Robin, if we say based upon appointment, I think the board would have to. Based upon the person that we appoint, then we'll go to a better point. But we know that this is only temporary, that your job status is not that is going to change, that we may get someone and immediately we wouldn't change it based upon them getting their feet wet.
Sure. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's at the board's
maybe
discretion.
A 30-day period.
But the board is saying, the board is saying, and it's recorded, that this is a temporary until we get back.
Yeah, temporary thing. Now
until we get back up and running.
So my understanding is what we're approving, just so that we're all on the same page, is that I could sign, as long as the appropriations are there, we could sign for purchase orders, get bills paid.
Right.
That kind of sign-on checks, you know, the things that are day-to-day.
Yeah, you are going to be in a active and acting role of the absent physical officer.
Jim,
I just want to make sure that I'm not holding any of the
operations
from the departments, because that's where they're complaining that they can't get anything. And I said, well, I can't sign off on anything yet.
Sure.
No, that's what this will help that.
I don't know if you
and... Okay, thank you, gentlemen.
Robin, thank you.
Jim, I don't know if you and Steve, I saw you were back in there talking a little bit. As of right now, we don't have authority to do the POs right now until we have this meeting.
Yeah, we needed to establish this first.
So that's the financial aspect, and that's the reason Steve and I thought this is kind of an emergency.
Any kind of an emergency, it is an emergency because
it's
an
emergency
shut down.
If you can't pay.
We can't even do payroll.
That's right.
So it's shut down.
Yeah.
You don't pay people, they don't show up.
That's exactly. You got it.
If they're union people, you got people on the phone.
You can't land the plane.
So
you
that's
can't land the plane
the,
without playing.
That's
without
kind of
pilots.
The situation, and it just happened that Steve and I was actually into a few other simple signing things, and we got to look and check it and come to find out that none of this was accomplished.
Do you have a resolution written up?
Well, we need a motion first. Oh, you got anything else?
Do you have to read it first?
Back on the trying to find a fiscal officer, I'm going to suggest that all three of you get your expectations in line together so that you're all on the same page as to what you think this person's going to do or you want this person to do, because I think every one of you are different right now.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, it's an elected position.
Yeah.
Two criteria exist.
Yeah.
They're a resident and a registered voter.
Right.
There's absolutely no experience required for the accounting side.
That's correct.
And your chances of finding someone that's going to have the experience that you may be looking for is not going to be there.
No, but they if they have the willingness to learn and the capacity
and
to
again,
understand.
Well, John, you know, we've already been through this
position.
Once.
Yeah.
We have already.
Don't need the appropriate people to staff the office and do things right.
Yeah, we have.
Yes, that person can be doing something.
Jeff, we have been through,
yes.
Me and John have been through this once. So I think he understands.
Twice.
I understand, you know. So.
Yes.
Okay.
Twice. Mary?
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
Mary was
We've been through three. I've been through three.
Yeah.
Been through.
Okay.
So,
yep.
We'll be picking your brain.
Mary was elected. Yes.
Yes. So
We're going to have an executive session next Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Not with you, but with us. And that's.
And the reason that I thought that having you see the caliber of a person, if we're narrowing it down, you having dialogue with that person, you could say they don't know that a negative and a positive. And if we had a hard time picking between two people.
I speak a different language.
Exactly. And but the thing is,
close to Klingon.
If they would, rather they would get it or not, you
yes.
know, that's a final
again,
chapter.
Again, you guys have your expectations for this position on paper so that whoever you're interviewing understands is going to be a big help. Okay? Thank you.
Thanks, Robin.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right. Thank you. So we just ate up a half hour.
Oh, where are you getting half hour? It was 10 minutes.
That's how accountants, they're like lawyers.
Yeah.
I saw you said it only take 10 minutes. And
we're at the 12-minute mark.
I started to call you or text you and say, John's going to be there.
Oh, come on.
We're at the 11-minute mark, so let's roll.
The first motion is to authorize the assistant fiscal officer to take actions necessary and desirable regarding the signing of documents and checks. So we need a motion?
Well, let me just, the way Robin wanted it done, the temporary
and it will situation, be in there
temporary. And I didn't hear exactly what you said.
Here, I'll do that again then. It's a motion to temporarily authorize the assistant fiscal officer to take actions necessary and desirable regarding the signing of documents and checks and to generalize and to oversee and have the authority to handle all financial matters regarding the township's operations.
Okay. I think you need, I didn't think.
No, I'm glad you reminded me of that.
I thought you might
have
left out.
Do we need a...
Until such time as... A permanent
fiscal officer
is appointed by the board.
Mm-hmm. Well, just temporary because we don't know when. If
well,
he's,
no, I understand yeah, that, but yeah. I think it'd be good to have that little clause in there,
but
John.
But
it could save a disagreement between.
But what you said is until it's found, but
right.
We're saying temporary. It could go. It could go a week after we find someone.
That could be.
So, but by putting till, but what you put an expectation of time when you said till. So I would leave that part out. If the board is the one that's going to be voting, temporary means temporary.
Yeah.
So
well, I get it.
So if we put in there till we find someone.
What does it represent? Was temporary? What if this thing goes for 6 months and we?
It can't.
But the thing is, it's supposed to be within 30 days. But if we have
30 days to get your notice out,
it's
30 days to hire somebody.
It's
and that's the way you see the state rules.
My understanding
Steve
is
and
we
I
have
went over the rules pretty thoroughly there, John. Now I haven't had a chance to really inspect the whole thing because it's a pretty good stack.
But as long as we use the word temporary with no expectation behind it, it's temporary
well,
until the
Robin's,
board.
If Robin's good with that statement, then
right.
I'm
and
good.
As we all stated here, it's temporary. But if you put a expectation
it's your
of
fault,
when,
Jim, what do you think?
Here, the reason why
I want to make
yeah,
sure
here's
that,
the reason
Robin,
why
I want to make sure.
Let me give you an example.
Okay, let me just finish my
okay,
little
sure.
statement. I want to make sure that there's no misunderstanding on Robin's part more than anything.
Absolutely.
Now that's the reason I want to make sure that we have
so here's the problem.
Ironclad understanding.
I understand.
That's where I'm coming from.
But when we try to add too much onto it to guarantee temporary, then you put expectations and then you change the word of temporary to a time period. We need to leave it temporary for the reason that we don't see what's going to happen. The board's going to need to meet again to take off that temporary.
I ask you, John, in your mind, what is temporary?
Temporary is the, if you look up the definition.
Says in 30 days, I'm sick of this. I don't want to get this me off of this temporary thing.
Then we would meet again and we would take her off. However, what I don't want to happen is if you put expectations on a word temporary and say till this point, and we go over that point and she signs things, then we just said temporary to this point. So we have temporary until the board meets and says they've got it, take it back off them and put it on the new person. Because we don't have an expectation of exact date and time that the new person would take over.
That's the reason I brought up this conversation.
Right.
Don't know how long it's going to take.
So we need to leave it temporary, and temporary in itself means just that, temporary. But anytime you change the word or put wording after temporary, then you change the dynamic of the word temporary to an expectation. We don't know what the expectation is because we do not have someone.
We don't have the candidate.
Can I?
It is definitely temporary.
Okay. Let me read our responsibilities. The board will have 30 days from the day the vacancy occurs in which to fill the vacancy. So you have 30 days basically starting December 31st. 30 days from the day the vacancy occurs.
Technically January 1.
Well, January 1, yes. So you have 30 days.
And if we don't fill it, the judge will.
And yes, you don't want that.
Well, I've been checking around on that. And I don't know, I've heard statements such as a possible candidate or anything. I don't want any part of that mess because you've got so damn many bad things going on there. The money's not bad. I'd like to have the medical insurance, but I don't want the damn problems that go with it. Mm-hmm. Now, this is what I've heard from a very good candidate. So,
Mr. Chairman, before we forget, we have a motion that we need to be recognized.
I'm not forgetting the motion, John.
No. But I mean, we can continue to talk about this.
Confronted with. People aren't going to be jumping, come in here jumping and wanting this job.
I understand, but I didn't want to lose what we're here. We can continue going on. But I don't.
That way, let's get this motion off the table.
Right, that's all I'm trying
to do. Let's go ahead and get the thing passed, but I want you to understand that we do have some issues.
We're very aware of that. Okay.
So, we got a motion.
Read it again, that way we have a recorded record.
Yeah. It's a motion to authorize the fiscal officer. Assistant fiscal officer on a temporary basis to take actions necessary and desirable regarding the signing of documents and checks and the overall financial matters regarding township operations.
Which will be in a temporary role.
Yeah, it's a temporary position, and I'll make it. Is there any other way you want me to read it?
No.
Okay.
That's simple and covers all the details.
Okay.
So moved on the motion.
So Jim,
Jim made a so moved. He made the motion.
Okay. Yeah.
Ralph, do you second that?
Yeah.
Then roll call.
Mr. Horn?
Yes.
Mr. Leeser?
Yeah.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
Okay. God bless you.
Thank you.
And then the next one would be, this is actually a resolution. And it's a resolution to remove fiscal officer Nicholas Dunn from all township accounts, including the removal as a signer of the PNC bank account effective January 1, 2022. Be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township approves removing Fiscal Officer Nicholas Dunn from all township accounts, including removal as assigner of the PNC bank account effective January 1, 2023. I may have said 2023.
So moved.
Second. John, have you asked anybody if they're interested in the?
Yeah.
Do I need a motion
just
on that?
Just a minute. He's going to.
I need a motion. Mr.
No, you need a roll call.
Roll call. Mr. Horn?
Yes.
Mr. Leeser?
Yep.
And Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
Okay.
I have, you know, candidates that I may think that would be good.
Suitable. That's my idea, the same thing. What did your.
Well, the people that I've asked, they said they would either one, think about it, or two. Since COVID, a lot of people have found these jobs that are online and they like working from home and no stress. Okay. So there was a gentleman that I knew that had been in accounting before.
Okay.
And now he's working for some other company, but he works from home and he absolutely loves
it.
Regardless of the benefit package.
Yeah.
So, and we're finding in this new world after COVID that people tend to, I can't blame them, they like working right from home.
Well, I don't blame them either, really.
There's no stress, there's no dress up, there's
no accountability, you know, nothing, really.
Right. They just get a check and they work on the computer all day.
Well, that was the one comment that I had off of a very good candidate. And said she told me that, since the lady told me that, I don't think it's really necessary that I tell you it was, you know.
Right, right.
Yeah. I mean, if somebody that I trust really well, that I think we all mutually know, you know.
Sure.
So.
There's a.
So this may be, I guess the reason I'm pointing couple of these things out is just for us three here, and I think our administrator recognizes that we've got some issues, and I think our board of trustees recognizes we've got some issues, and that things such as replacing a fiscal officer and things like that is not going to be no easy task, in my opinion.
No, and just like we found Nick found us, we didn't find him.
Yeah, yeah.
And by posting this, I believe it, putting it on Facebook and et cetera,
correct,
that there are people that are, we know nothing about, that don't come to meetings, that would make a good candidate. They're coming into it with no expectations of this, that, hearsay, or et cetera. They're coming in as a neutral party.
That resolution number will be 2022-201. Okay.
So anything else for us, sir?
That's it. Again, I appreciate you coming in and do that, because we were pretty much at a...
Now, we had a couple of other items that you and I were looking at. Do you remember if they were relevant? No, we need to definitely get the okay for these POs.
Well, that's what we just did.
Yeah. She has, now we have the
Robin,
okay.
Robin the head.
Right.
That gives her the authority to okay the POs and things like that, right?
Yes.
What we've already,
yes.
Okay.
And I can guarantee you that next year, this process, this will not happen again.
No.
This won't happen again.
So just to clarify, we've already done the vote on that last one, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
So the emergency part of it was we got to get the paychecks, which we've taken care of.
Well, also we have to secure our account, take Nick off the account.
And then get the Nick moved off the accounts. That's it. And Robin's okay to, you know, the guys couldn't even buy their gas.
Absolutely, because of the resolutions.
That's right.
Right.
So we got that taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they couldn't get your
way. Yeah. So we're good now.
What I will need to do is
with the approval of the job description, so to speak, for the fiscal officer position. I will get that posted immediately.
Okay. So what I would like to do is make a motion that we accept the writing for the position as stated, based upon the email that the fiscal the administrator has sent us. Has everyone had a chance to read it?
I think we need to do that, yes.
So, Mr. Chairman, I would ask for a second so that we're able to post this.
I will second that.
Okay, so motion from John, Mr. Fleshman, and seconded by Mr. Leeser, okay. And what I will do is...
Sir, we need to take a vote.
Roll call. Mr. Horn?
Yes.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
And Mr. Fleshman?
Yes. I know it's very easy to overlook, and then we make a mistake.
Yeah, well, that's right. I made a little note. That I think that's all we need to continue operating safe.
Yes. I think so, too.
We have dotted our I's and crossed our T's, sir.
So what I will do is I will have... I'll set a PO up with Robin, and I'll have it posted in the messenger as quickly as possible.
Okay.
And I'll ask Nicole to put it on the township website and Facebook. Is there a particular deadline date?
We would let you handle that, sir, since they're going to be coming in, applications. And then once we are notified that we have at least two to three candidates, hopefully, that has been, I don't want to say, what's a better word than weeded out?
That
I knew there was a word there.
Okay.
Then we would, as a board, come together in an emergency meeting or et cetera, and then make our choices accordingly.
Yeah, just kind of bear in mind a little bit. We have to be a little flexible.
Well, yeah. But by allowing the administrator to handle what he's supposed to do, that takes the board out of it. I don't think the board should meddle in it and allow the process to work.
I'll set a two-week deadline up to get applications in because we are on such a tight schedule. And so let's say today is the 5th, depending on when I can get it advertised. I know Nicole can get it out right away. So if we said the 20th of January, all the applications have to be in, and then that will allow us, and I'm sure we have some leeway, that will allow us at least a week or two to start the interview process. And I think if we start that process, that should be...
Yeah. I believe, too, there should be some venting as far as background.
Well, need to get the process started.
Did I say venting?
Yeah.
That's what we all do at
that's,
the bar.
Yeah, that's after this.
Okay. We done? Meeting adjourned.
Yeah. Thank you. We are now adjourned at
9:59 on January 5th, 2023.